This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. More coming out today, including information of hard drug use. That's right. After the roadside shooting, Alex Murdaugh testing positive for hard drugs. My name is Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on this case. Well, pressing the SLED agent who investigated Murdaugh's roadside shooting incident, defense attorney Richard Harpulian revealed the disgraced lawyer tested positive for barbiturates and opioids after the crime. Harpulian grilled agent Ryan Kelly over his knowledge of Murdaugh's intoxicated state at the time of the shooting. Kelly then testified that the medical records detailing the drug test results were only released after a court subpoena. Here's that exchange from today.
Questions. That second time you took him into custody, do you know when that was?
I don't have the exact date in front of me. I apologize.
If I told you October 16th with that of 2021, would that seem appropriate?
I believe it was in the month of October 2021. Okay.
And tell this jury, how long has he been out of jail since October 16th of 2021? I mean, did he make bond?
I don't believe so. No.
He's been in jail since October 16th.
Objection sustained.
What opportunity has he had since October 16th of 2021 to manipulate witnesses, to manipulate evidence, to manipulate anything in this case? What opportunity? Go ahead.
There's an objection.
I'm sorry, what's this objection?
Objection 401, Your Honor.
And response.
Well, Your Honor, no question he's been in jail since October 16th.
Your legal response to the objection. The 401 is the objection, relevance, and your response.
My response is that they have him, they're trying to portray him as this manipulative person, and he's not got the ability to manipulate anything after October 16th.
Objection is sustained.
That's not relevant.
Inappropriate argument to the jury.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Yes,
Now, did you tell anyone in his family the reason you wanted to see him while he was in rehab was to show him a picture of a truck?
The conversations about the picture of the truck, we obtained the picture of the truck on and around.
Excuse me, if you would just answer yes or no, and then you can explain your answer. We're going to go down this trail, and if you say no, then I'm done. If you say yes, then I'm going to ask you when you did it, and we don't have to go through this back and forth for the next 10 minutes. Did you tell anybody in his family you wanted to see him in rehab just to show him a picture, among other things, just to show him a picture of a truck?
I believe that was one of the items we wanted to discuss with Mr. Murdaugh.
Okay. And so you're giving the impression that at that point you still believed him and you just wanted to show him a picture of a truck.
For a longer time.
Relevance? Really?
Let me hear that question again.
You indicated to a member of his family you knew was communicating with him that all you wanted to do was show him a picture of a truck.
Back to the forum, Your Honor.
It's cross-examination.
Thank you. Did you communicate?
What's the response?
I asked the question.
Could you repeat the question, please? I'm sorry.
Are you a senior special agent?
Yes, sir, I am.
Senior Special Agent Kelly, did you communicate to a member of Mr. Murdaugh's family, Randy Murdaugh, that all you wanted to do was show him a picture of a truck? That was paramount to you, and that's what you communicated to Mr. Murdaugh.
Objection 401, Your Honor.
Objection is overruled.
The question you just asked me is that, and I responded to, that was one of the things. That was not the only thing. You know, we knew the identity of Curtis Smith. We knew the truck that Mr. Smith.
I didn't ask you what else you knew. I asked you.
Asked the witness to be allowed to complete his answer here.
Okay. You may continue your response.
We wanted to meet with Mr. Murdaugh to show him images of the truck. We wanted to show him to see. At this point, We suspected he was not telling the truth, and we wanted to see if he would continue to not tell it, to continue to lie to us about not knowing the existence of Curtis or the truck, or if he would, you know, show some type of clarity. And
so, and this goes to sort of the same issue. When you wanted to see him, with exhibits I just introduced. Okay. When you wanted to see him and you contacted me, I indicated he was in detox, right?
Objection sustained.
Objection sustained.
Were you aware that he was in detox in Atlanta?
I was aware that he was out of state, and based on the information you told me, and I took you at your word, that he was seeking treatment in an out-of-state facility.
Okay. And did I indicate to you, or did anybody indicate to you, in detox you need an uninterrupted period to get off the drugs?
I believe that is what you explained to me.
Okay. And that he wouldn't be competent to communicate until he'd been, there was some hospital records, maybe I walked away. Would not be competent to speak with you until the doctor said he was competent, right?
On the morning of, on the September 4th incident, he consumed opioids that morning. He was not detoxing or coming off those drugs. He did not appear to be under the influence of any narcotics. When we met with him in the hospital, he was on his cell phone. He was walking. He was talking. He was coherent. He was the victim of a crime, the only witness that we were aware of for that crime. So we obtained a statement from him so he could tell us what happened.
You would concede he'd been shot in the head. I don't want to plow old ground, but he had a head wound, fractured skull.
So asked and answered.
Objection sustained.
Okay. Did you ask a doctor if he was competent to speak with you?
Again, those medical records, the doctors
no,
would
I,
not.
What I'm asking you, if you talked to a doctor and said, is he competent to talk to us? Did you do that?
Mr. Harpulian.
Would you just say yes or no, and we can move on?
Answer the question and object to the form.
Answer the question, yes or no.
Could you repeat the question?
Did you speak to one of his physicians or any medical personnel and ask them if he was competent to speak with you in the hospital?
I did not.
Okay. Now, let's look at part of the records that are in evidence. And there was drug testing done on this day, correct?
Again, they did not discuss with me his medical records. Mr. Harpulian, they didn't talk to me about his medical records.
And you didn't ask them, did you? We
did not ask to discuss specific aspects of Mr. Murdoch's medical condition. We had to subpoena the records with a court order to have access to them.
So
they will not discuss openly his medical records with us.
Did you ask a doctor? That's repetitive. But if you had asked a doctor, they would have told you, according to these records, that he was positive for barbiturates and positive for opioids, would they not?
They would have told us.
Objection sustained.
Were you, according to the records that are in evidence, were you aware that he was on opioids and he had a positive test for opioids and benzos?
Once we have subpoenaed
Would you please answer the yes or no?
Once we got the records,
would
we
learned... Would you answer yes or no?
Your Honor, I would object to him badgering the witness. The witness is entitled to answer the question.
You may respond as you see fit. Go ahead.
At the time of September 4th, we did not ask the medical doctors or the medical professionals any information about his condition because they would not discuss it with us. So if I had asked, they would not have discussed it. So we did not ask. When we obtained the medical records through court order, we were able to review them and learn after the fact the diagnosis.
Would you still have, if you'd had the medical records, would you have still gone forward with questioning knowing he had opioids and benzodiazepines in his blood system?
At that point, he was the victim of a crime. He was the only witness to a shooting that we were currently investigating. I would have asked those questions, and when I found that they were consistent with the two other statements he had already given, it would have allowed us to move forward with the investigation.
Thank you, the court's indulgence. Thank you.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on this case. Love to hear your insights and your thoughts on it. You can call us 24/7 and give us your feedback. 888-554-5537. 888-554-5537. Share your thoughts on this case. Love to hear your voice. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.